USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a briefing on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that she's offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump. Now, shortly thereafter her press briefing, the Republicans had theirs, and House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reacts to Speaker Pelosi saying she doesn't hate the president.
I'll take the Speaker at her word, but if she paused for a moment, if she looked at just the facts, she would not have made that determination.
President Trump and the First Lady light the national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C.
And now the First Lady will do the honors of lighting the national Christmas tree. So we'll count from five down to that very special number. Five, four, three, two, one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Medicare open enrollment ends this Saturday. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Seema Verma is the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she says there are plenty of ways to still get help if you need it.
People can call our 1-800 Medicare line, and they can also go onto the website at Medicare.gov. There's also, you know, on-the-ground support services, so we have many volunteers that can help you.
The big feature in this year's Medicare open enrollment period is a huge expansion of Medicare Advantage plans. Some with additions like dental and vision coverage that traditional Medicare never had, and some with no premiums or copays.
The man accused of committing murder at a synagogue in Southern California will go on trial next year. A June 2nd trial date has been set for the 20-year-old. He's accused of killing one person and injuring several others during the April attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police departments all across the country are teaming with Amazon's Ring doorbell to help combat porch pirates just in time for the holidays. Nassau County Police Department on Long Island announced they would be working with Ring to help catch package thieves. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says this is a game changer.
It makes us a much more effective and efficient police department for sure. The bad guys try to stay one step ahead of us. Now we're trying to get in front of them. All of those crimes that we got to investigate, you know, you got miles and miles of roadways. You can't be everywhere. So now we are everywhere by using those devices to help us.
Ryder tells ABC's Good Morning America how the partnership works.
We go through Ring. They'll access their customers, tell them the PD is looking for access or the video from that time period. And then the customer can push a button and send the video to us, keeping their privacy intact. And then we take the video as like almost like an anonymous tip.
A cargo ship with almost 6,000 pounds of supplies is on its way to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, 0. Engines ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Cargo Dragon, transporting critical research to enable living and working in Earth orbit and in deep space.
The Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral a day later than scheduled because of upper-level winds. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.